Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
657 Media Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. And of course, this is Thursday Live, and it being Thursday Live, we are going to feature Babu Makamu and the Apostle Phumlamfene, and hopefully they are with us on the line. Let me greet the Apostle Phumlamfene. Apostle, greetings to you. I trust you are well, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Greetings to you, my brother. Well, followed by God's grace, and I pray the same goes to our listeners out there, and we trust God for a wonderful show once again today.
I can tell you, Makama, I can look questionable at phone in Maskuluma on air. Makam, yegela lento yokukhwehlelela. Mhlambe ene futhi ulight wireless ukuthuziswa, yazi bar makam. Ulight wireless ukuthaziswa, makaqeda bese uyakhwehlela ukuthi azizwe ukuthi on air. Eh, azizwe ukuthi on air. And then bese makakhuluma ngithula athi mfundisi usese khona na. Ufonelwe yini? Hawu.
Umfundiswa.
Yeah, makam.
Umfundiswa. Alright, nyamhlanje.
Yeah, right, ngiyakukhuza man. Ngiyakukhuza sisaqala ishow, siya recorder la.
Oh, umfundisi, hay. Mina ngi right mrot. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, ngicela umbingele lo mpostolo umfundisi.
Eh.
Ma apostolo. Ngijani ma apostolo?
Only.
Alright, ma apostolo.
Hey, right, umfundisi wami. Khantholakala wethu. One and only.
Amen. Hayi, mina ngi right mfundisi, ankwahle ngamazi umfundisi uRe.
Wenzani?
Onje.
Enzani? Ugodfrey Mwabi uthi uRe soloka thola i-accident. There was a time I was involved in this massive accident, and so my check out, uRe mara ngathaka sathathi kahle. But soloka thola i-accident uRe. Hey. Unekhathe ezinye ubone na ukuthi hayi ngathi iscroof esiwathi sibophuluke.
Hayi bo.
Hayi.
Not free mwabi. Uri yala re ukare scroof sesiwathi sibophuluile di bra. Ayi ayi ayi.
Hayi mina ngisho kanjalo nje ngithula.
Uqedwe ukusho ukuthi hayi ngiyamazi. Kusho ukuthi nawe ukule ya team yaka Godfrey.
Hayi mina ngisho kanjalo. Lo mina nisho ngokanjani ngithulele nje umfundisi.
Usaphila makamu?
Umfundisi umusa kababa.
Yes sir, yes sir.
Uyinkosi. Mina nje ngilungiselela nje for a conference kusasa.
Yes, the conference is starting tomorrow, ne?
Yebo.
And then iphela nini?
Iphela Sunday.
Kuphi nendawo ukhuluma makama waphendula sengathi
iphela Sunday. Uyabona lapha eChristian Mall lapha ngase engine garage.
Yes.
Straight from engine garage. Sisha straight siya lapha e New Life Bible Church.
Oh.
So kulapho ze basikhona. Ngizoba nje ngisikhulumi sokuqala ngeme ngivula i conference kusasa.
Hamba nivula ama conference makama. Niyikhuluma izokuqala. The first will be the last. Which it went to.
Ngiyavula G20 kusasa.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know what, ne? All the best, my friend. I pray ukuthi uNkulunkulu akusebenzise ngendlela eyisimanga.
Amen.
Ngiyabonga.
Like never before. And
amen. We touch and agree.
All of the best, man. All of the best. Yes. Pass our regards and our love to all the brethren.
Ngiyabonga mfundisi, ngizobatshela kusasa, ngisaqala nje uPastor Ray uthe.
Imosha net mawufika lapha. Sikhuluma kahle bese siyavele ya home friend. Hambe ukhuluma into uNkulunkulu afuna uyikhulume. If ungakhohlwa ukuthi ngithe ini, it's okay. As long as but wena wazi enhlizweni ukuthi siyababingelela, siyabathanda njengoba sikuthanda nawe. Ukuba khona kwakho laphayana
kufana nokuba khona kwethu yabona makamu.
Amen. That is why I'm doing my best ukuthi nanga misrepresent.
Well, I don't know much.
Then ke ndoti mangifika ke ngitina I greet Pastor Rand, Pastor Pumlamfeni in their absentia.
Yeah, but no problem nayo. Nayo ke problem. Nayo ke problem. Nayo ke problem. You should never do that, man. I mean, I'm not a pastor. You know that. Dang it.
I don't belong to any cool man. I'm a little cool.
No, not Lela. Nisi.
But in the bank, greeting in your absence.
Hey, yeah, Makamu. I am Kuzeg. I'm Kuzeg. Anyway, yo. Tonight we are talking about a topic that I have not spoken of in quite a long time. And it was a very prevalent topic when I was growing up, because most of the people that I was with, and including myself at some stage, we were excommunicated. Yeah. Well, Mina, it was not an excommunication per such. Mina was kicked out. You know, it's worse than excommunication. It's basically to be kicked out. But I'm not the focus because, but there are those who are excommunicated. It means there is a certain step that was taken with regards to them that influenced or impacted upon their ministry. And there were reasons why those things were done. And in those days, basically, I think the usage of this process was so common that I think maybe it is because of the manner in which some particular misconducts were happening, you know, that this had become the last resolve or the highest of the order of resolves. I don't know. But I think at times we have seen quite a lot of these things really happening. And we have seen quite a lot of these things coming across. And to a great extent, you know, there has been that notion, you know, of saying, look, as believers, we have decided ukuthi wena re sikhlalisa phansi because you are pregnant, you know, or because you prekisa abantu. I used to have a friend who had said to me at some stage she was excommunicated, bamnqumile, she was cut off. Because she had become pregnant at a very early age of her life. And my issue with this is, but what is this process? When is it applicable? When is it not applicable? And we as believers, and those in churches, ministers and pastors and all those people, have they applied it quite properly? Or sometimes maybe this was used to dodge a true process of restoration and restitution, true process of healing, deliverance, a true process of seeking that who had gone astray. Why excommunication? And as I was growing up, I started to look at my own mistakes. And then I said, okay, but these things and these mistakes, if we follow that process, I also qualify for excommunication. And then in that, I wonder why it happens to other people and not to others. And this thing had worried me quite a while, because to an extent I thought it was a measure misappropriated. It's used in a way that is unbefitting. Morally, it does not even serve the purpose. It defeats the purpose, you know. So that is one of those things. Now, I'm saying to a great extent, we need to actually look into this aspect of excommunication. What the word says with regards to it, and what we had gone on to apply it on, the issue of excommunication. Now, much of the times also, I have seen many people go to an extent of saying, one has been excommunicated. This implies that there is something wrong with them, something wrong they had done, something unbefitting, something that deserves expulsion. And they say it's excommunication. Others had gone on to actually say, excommunication is supposed to be the measure of governance and discipline. It's supposed to be that. It is supposed to be a form of exerting authority and also of showing the yardstick of behavior. But it also has been looked at by many in the past as a means of actually saying, this is how we shepherd the flock. And anything that is not good, you throw away. There was a time when I was called the rotten potato. And I was asking, I said, okay, what about the rotten potato? Said, no, they always throw it out of the bag.
Yeah.
Now, my issue, Apostle, is, if there's one rotten potato in the bag, do you know that actually the virus or the germ of rottenness is in all the potatoes, even though they had not started to rot, but they already had that within them? I worry because I think like that, you know, and say, okay, if you say I'm the black sheep of the family, I'm the one to be cast out, thrown under the bus, but the gene of black sheepness is in everyone, although we are not manifesting it in the same way. I'm trying. You know, so I'm not trying to justify. I'm trying to say, let's come to the senses of the word with regards to this. And those who have been excommunicated, tell me how it has helped you spiritually. Those who have been excommunicated at some stage in your life where you were excommunicated because you were pregnant or because you were smoking dacha or all those things. Tell me how it has helped you. When they excommunicated you, did you lose the sensation and desire to smoke? Or did you become unpregnant? Unpregnant.
No.
Did the preggy go away?
No.
You know, my comment, no. You know, so much of the times, these are the things I'm asking. I know this is a very blunt question. And people would say, no, but you can't ask that. It doesn't make sense because the logic is that you don't, you know, pregnancy would not just go away. But I'm saying, did those people not become pregnant again? Or did those people not fornicate again? You know? Did those people not commit adultery again? Did those people not commit fraud again? Did not those people not do all those things again after they had been excommunicated? What should happen in the process? The notion of expel the immoral brother, is it an excommunication? But that is a real cutting off. An excommunication should not basically speak that we are totally cutting you off. But it has been used in a way as an exertion to indirectly cut people off. Sometimes it had been used to preserve the pride, the public pride of the denomination. But eish, come on, rooting all over to Baba Prek, man. Example,
Radio Pulpit, 6:57 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
All right, 657 Medium Wave, Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. We are touching base on this, the very issue of excommunication. And then we will be speaking to Vanessa McCarthy, Muraka, the prophet, my beloved sister. She is gracing us tonight. With a contribution and teaching, but also quite a number of you are gracing us with quite a few of their comments, and it would be good to hear that. And Kanyi Changana basically is gracing us even tonight with her comments, and then Julia Mama Ria Sefako. I like calling her Mama Ria because she's so wonderful, man. Right from Parliament, she is going to be gracing us also with a contribution towards this topic of excommunication. I had wanted so much to hear from my sister Malita Atsipa. She's in a place that is so remote. Nevertheless, we will also hear from Dr. TC, my friend there, the former advisor to the state president. So we basically will be looking into this. What is excommunication? And these ones have grown in the church where these things were there. Pumla has also grown in the church where these things were there. And Makamu has grown. Yayenziwa ne.
Kwakwenziwa impela.
Kwini, kwini. Amozambique.
Kona lapha na Symbols of God ka Tlhabane.
Hey. Hey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, vaishaya kuphi kuse Tlhabane kuphi?
Kuphi ka Tlhabane. Assemblies of God ka Tlhabane. Phansi kwa leadership yamfundisi ngomlungu.
Ngiyakuzwa. Ngiyakuzwa.
Yeah.
Vaishaya kuzwakale. Bancuma kuzwakale. Yeah, but watelela, ngiyakubona wena watelela.
Injalo.
Yeah. Let's go to the book of Exodus, man. There's something I want to check before I give over to our wonderful speakers. There's something I want to check quickly there. And let's hear what they say. And you can also send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Tell us about excommunication. Were you at a process where you were excommunicated? How did it feel like? How did it feel like being excommunicated? How did it feel like, you know, when you were kicked out, when you were chased away? Did it feel good? You know, did it feel bad? There are some people who said they excommunicated me and then I backslided. Ish. They stopped coming, Pumla. They stopped coming to church. They stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah, but naksa yada.
Come now.
Khanimiera. And they stayed at home. You know, they stayed at home. They never went there ever again.
Yeah.
If they did, they constantly were under a struggle of some sort. They were struggling, you know, with coming to terms with what has happened to them and how it had been handled. They struggled quite a lot. Many of the people I spoke with, you know, with regards to this. Others in their ministries, they don't want to talk about this. This is a no-go area. It's a no-go area. You can't go there. Awuida. Salnidahan. Unimun stories come. Awuida. So I want us to check it out. Exodus 12, 15 and 19, man. And in 12, 15 and 19, there are some things that are interesting there. Sorry, my Bible is very old, so you have to look for it. 15 says, right. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. Exodus, no? Let me check if I'm reading. Yeah, you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall remove liver from the houses. For whoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that person will be cut off from Israel. Excommunication means to cut off. To cut off. Yeah. It means to cut off. And here's a girl who becomes pregnant by the piano player. They call him the key bonist. And then key bonist. And then he makes her pregnant. But he continues. And actually, the story spoken with regards to him is the sister is a bit of a Jezebel. Ufunukumuisa ekdaleni ikip bone. You know? And that is so sad. It's something that we see across. Verse 19, for 7 days no leavened bread shall be found in your houses, since whoever eats what is leavened, that same person shall be cut off from the congregation of Yasharal, whether he is a stranger or a native of the land. To excommunicate means to cut off. The thing is, I wonder if we really understood what we were doing. By excommunicating people, we were cutting them off. And here it says, you cut them off. It means you cut their nationality. You cut them from Israel. They cease becoming Israelites. You cut them from the congregation. It means you are chasing them from the congregation. This looks like a final judgment. No place for restoration. And that is why then I wondered, okay, if someone says I agree with this excommunication hook, but, you know, why doesn't he recover? Okay, if he doesn't go back to that church, why doesn't he recover then and go somewhere else? And then I started to see the spirit in excommunications means to cut off. To cut off it like when if you're using a kettle that is plugged on the socket and you remove the socket from the kettle stops boiling. It's like you're killing someone.
Yeah.
We'll talk even far much more when we come back. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. My point is, why do we go on to apply things that we don't understand quite clearly? Yep. And if you would see the offenses that these are doing, these are offenses that come directly from unbelief, that these ones are set out to oppose the Father. Not talking about the sister who has been duped by a key bonist and somehow it was a mistake. It was a mistake.
With us, tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Let me start with you, Apostle. What comes to mind? What is excommunication to you?
Whatever whole Carlos, my mind went back to Cape Town some time back when I was studying there, Gifted Theology. So now there's a church. It's a non-racial church. So I would from time to time go fellowship there. From this particular Sunday, I decided to attend the evening service. Sunday, that evening service, you never go excommunicator, the founder of the church. So, meaning apparently, never discovered the horror. There are things that you're saying that are not in line with the word of God. So, as a leader, no, we didn't try initially. One rotten potato must be taken out so that it doesn't spoil the entire bed. But you also continue to say, sometimes it's only a matter of time before we realize that even the ones that are left somehow were affected by the spoiled rotten potato. But anyway, coming back to this issue, but it was so disheartening, Joe. Or this man founded this church right from ground level. I went on it, and then a whole, nanali branches in different parts of South Africa and beyond South Africa. So it was an indefinite excommunication. They say, you are given a chance to go and think about what you have done. You know, the remorseful look, who show signs of repentance. Because really, excommunication is meant to be a form of discipline, some form of penalty, where when we fail to observe the word of God, we are given a chance to really think about what we have done, consider our ways, and somehow change. When you read in the book of Matthew chapter 10, 8, verse 20, basically teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the... So the whole point, and also having pastors, they're supposed to help us to observe the commands of God. But the problem starts when people don't observe the commands. They do as they choose, they do as they please. And somehow there has to be some disciplinary measures that has to be taking place. But I think, personally, it depends on the church. Which one do you think works for institution alone? Because at the end of the day, as people are being excommunicated or they're actually suspended, you know, they try to get it's a little different. Others are suspended, but in the case of Maruti, it was not even suspension. They were not even giving him a chance to go and think about his action, to go and reconsider, to go and be remorseful and repent and be restored there. Because eventually, after being excommunicated, as after we have been, you know, put aside, and then you have been suspended from participating in duties. How to go kereke? Because hanchi, hoka levela. Even back in the days, when I was communicator, nobody lali know kore. Okulorusi to preki si teki kibonis prayer. Wawa kore hangata no excommunicator leader. So, and that was also not fair, because there were people who were not even leaders in the church, and they were doing things, everything sharp, but because haba there, so they would get away with it and continue. So it would be like those who are in the back, you know, but because they're not in leadership, and then they continue to do those. But unfortunately, those in leadership, the idea of them being excommunicated, the idea of them, you know, being laid off horibona for now, please, we won't need your services, because what you have done, it's not in line with the word of God. And more especially, if people are unrepentant, it's another thing when you are even remorseful before that action can be taken. But for the action to be taken, somehow it means for Wena as a person, you are not forthcoming about what you did. You are not open enough, probably, to go in advance and say, look, I've messed up, and can I be, you know, can I be shown mercy? So, sister, you're pregnant. Sister, I will also be right from the beginning, we're born and nothing in the brother, mama, go and Paris Palace, and so forth and so on. But that's the issue of this man of God in Cape Town. So, Bambari, it is with sad saying gore re tlo bolela re tlo tlhalosa gore moruti a ka tlhole ba moruti e jo it was said. I mean, remember, now we're visitors, we're not even members, and that was it. And then immediately they introduced the new pastor, the man who founded the church.
Yeah, man.
And then fast forward to many years later. Remember, that was his livelihood, and also that was his passion, that was also his life. So when that was taken from him, hi man, that man went into serious decline. Kore yabamatapa amang amasera. Sense ki talusa kere. We need to be careful how we do this thing. You know, kore. Nakongo there's such extreme cases. Tete tahana. Instead of people, you know, being restored back to the house of God. They're not restored back. But they go deep in darkness, Satan, and over. So if the church can do this to me at this point, instead of bang the story, bang catharsis. Because literally when you've messed up somehow and when you're remorseful, you would also need the company of the community of believers to help you to stand on your feet. But it's only those who are unrepentant, who are even stubborn. Well, I've seen those who are stubborn. But I say mistake, as a remorseful. All as a cattle. But just one quick one before kiss. A friend of mine not so long ago, 2 months ago, I've just discovered this guy or Mutsetilenko speaking. Hey, Paul has come and or he's an alcoholic. And one never say away.
Yeah.
Then I can move to the story. I don't know what's the story. Like, let's communicate. And I don't even know what to do because this guy, they got stuck in Zulu, Baba, because we didn't know. So now that we know, it's a whole boy new game. But at the end of the day, and can this guy all this time, we pretend to have a job. But in the long short of it, Joe, it depends what approach are we using as a church, and can some of this approach people are not even able to recover afterwards, and that's not the idea as communication. People are not supposed to recover. The initial idea of as communication is so that people are suspended from the activities so that they can get time, for back check or mara. And repent, and when they've shown signs and fruits of repentance, then they're restored back to the church, they're restored back to their services as well. I hope I'm making sense.
You are making sense, and I trust that the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about excommunication. Basically, you'd see that I highlight mostly on the issues of the misappropriation thereof, you know. I also would like to highlight into what the word means with regards to this. First and foremost, we have found that this has to do with cutting off someone. So it's a basic condemnation. To cut off is to send away, it's to chase, to cut off. The branches that do not yield fruit, he cut them off. To cut off, to take away from the vine, to take away from that which is sourcing life into. And then the story of the apostle saying, hey, the founder now being told, people are told, hey, Kanjan. He's no longer. And immediately, someone stands up or they bring up someone and that someone runs the ministry and stuff. I mean, people would do conferences on your name.
Yeah.
And it is quite sad that we see those kinds of things really happening even today. But many people have never recovered from this.
Yeah.
And others would take long to heal from this. Others would not even be able to talk about it because it has become a sore wound within them. And they harbor it all the time. And it projects also into their lives, ministries, into the way they relate with the Father. Others have even blamed the Father and said, why would you allow this? You know, and someone would ask this question. When David was with Uriah's wife, was he excommunicated? And someone would say, no, because he repented. Who says to you that people who are being excommunicated have not repented? You know, who says that? How would you know that these have not repented? With David, there's a record given. These ones have no records given. You know, otherwise they should be saying, as the apostle was saying, there's a notion of dealing with this without remorse. That would be indicative that this is really not the child of the Father. This is actually an agent of darkness amongst us. We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. May the Father continue to do you good. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Tell us if you have ever experienced in your life a time of excommunication, a time where you were told, "Hey, kaume kancane wena siyaqhuma."
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Connecting you with Christ. Download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Now, I'd like to look into the book of Leviticus and Tate Makamo and give over to you, my friend. When we look into the notion of excommunication, we find, amongst other things, Leviticus 7, verses 20 and 27, I think. Leviticus 7, verses 20 and 27. I'm perusing the Bible the old-fashioned way, man. Even my cell phones were stolen, so basically I don't have cell phones. Anyway, now, when you look into verse 20, it says, "But the person who eats the flesh of the sacrifice of the peace offering that belongs to the Elohim, while he is unclean, that person shall be cut off," check it out, "from his people." He will lose citizenship from his people. Excommunication means that. But Tina, were we applying it right?
Into this one, excommunication, it's a formal exclusion of an individual from a religious community or specific part of its life, such as receiving sacrament or communion. Into endala ikhona akusinto yamanje.
Yes.
Njengoba ngisho nje ukuthi mina ngikhulela e-Assemblies of God eMaputo kwaThlabane under the leadership yomfundisi Laurentino Mlungu. Yayikhona le nto le la, ngibonile even nabafundisi abanye banqunywa, even nomntanake. Today she's a pastor, uMama Grasinda Mlungu. Wanqunywa 1987. Bengikuyothi mina ngokuthi akhulelwa. You understand?
Yeah.
So, the purpose yalokhu hayi ngokuthi na ukumxosha umuntu ukuthi umuntu abe remorseful azibona ukuthi yena le nto ayenzile irongo bese uyaripenda maripenda ke abuye azoxolisa ngoba uyabona ukuthi le nto ayenzile irongo then arestoreke abuyele emsebenzini kababa. or atholakala futhi asithola anabanye khona la ahlanganyele kanye nabo khona la. That was the purpose yokuthi umuntu anqunywe. The purpose yokuthi umuntu anqunywe kwaungasikhona ukuthi umuntu uyalahla. No. Okokuqala uma uNkulunkulu aqala le process le lapha. Kwakuyi process yokuthi umuntu uyasuswa ku community yakwa Israel. Into yayimenza asuswa umuntu ku community yakwa Israel. Kwakuwukuthi na number 1 ayenze idol worship uhambe uyokhonza iThixo. Lo muntu uyanqunywa, uyasuswa, uyabulawa nokubulawa. Wayesuswa umuntu ku community yakwa Israel. Uma umuntu uyenze rebellion against isizwe sikaNkulunkulu ngoba uyenza urebel against God, wayenqunywa umuntu ku community yakwa Israel. Uma umuntu utholakale aphoxe virginity yakhe ayintombazane. Wayenqunywa umuntu uma ngabe
ukidnapping umfana yena
naye umfana wayenzwa lokho. Wayenzwa lokho, yebo. Uma futhi umuntu naye ukidnapile, njengoba kuyakidnapwa nje lapho bayathatha bothengiswa eItaly or wherever lapho bayiswa khona. Uma ngabe utholakala ayenze leyo nto lena, wayebulawa, wayesuswa totally kwa-Israel. Akusiyena ingxenye yala. So uma uyibheka le nto lela uzoyibona futhi nalaphana kuba Corinthians bokuqala chapter 5. There is this man who sleeps nonkosikazi kababakhe. Then the Bible says ukuthi na uthi umpostola Paulo lisalindeleni ngoba kwakumele niyakhala ngoba amahloni lawa awayenzile. Kwakungamelanga nisalinde mina. Lo muntu lolo kwakumele uyasuswa kwale community le kuyini. Akumelanga nje nize nilinde mina ngoba le nto le iyamahloni. Akumelanga nje nize mususeni from chapter 1 to the last verse ku chapter 5. So ikona le nto lela, but i purpose yalokho ezingishilo ukuthi umuntu kumele azibone ukuthi lokho akwenzile ku wrong. Number 2, into enye ngibukile kunomthetho kaNkulunkulu, then kune constitution yebandla. Umuntu according to the word makanqunywe ebandleni ngenxa yokuthi wenqa umthetho kaNkulunkulu. Unless ukuthi lo muntu lola wenqe uma ngaba lo muntu lola wenqa umthetho webandla and lo mthetho lola awukho biblically and yena uvumile ukuthi na azowulandela, hayi ke ningamnquma ngokomthetho webandla. But uma ngaba kwenkulunkulu mthetho kaNkulunkulu lo muntu lela uwezinto wrong, asuswe kwalabantu ba excommunicate lo muntu. Akusihlazi le lapho. But now into eyenzakalayo kuyakhethwa phakathi kwebandla. Kuna certain individuals abanganqunywa njengoba usho nje ama keyboard players abanqunywa. Ngoba bathi na ubani azosidlalela keyboard. Number 2. Kuna labo babizwa ukuthi kunabana ma voice of angels.
Yeah.
Bangama gays bamile laphana e pulpit. Bangama gays, some of them bangama lesbian. But who angeke simsusa phela une voice ye angel, angazi ukuthi bayizwe kuphi icula le angel le lapha. Angazi which angel or is angel of light or angel of darkness, but yena une voice ye angel yena. Akumelanga simsusa ngoba abantu bayamthanda. We are more concerned about abantu, not the holiness kaNkulunkulu. Bamiyeka lapha. Ahlale lapha. Kunabantu futhi abazenzela unomathanda ama keyboard player ama instrument players wonke babhukuda ku wonke lamantombazane lawa la kuthuleka kuthi tu. Number 4, ukona lenke ngakhuluma ngayo la enye yalo baba bathona mahama awu 3 umithise uqala ushada lomunye wesi 2 ufuna ukuthatha umithise number 3 manje and number bafuna kumbeka again ukuthi abe umfundisi kuthulekile ibandla kuthulekile ukuthi tu ngoba lo muntu lo la uthenga itulu for a Sunday school uza nama orange uma ngaba kuyi winter for a Sunday school abanikeza bonke labantu laba eh bathi awu usinikele nama orange uthenga itulu
itatana chukela
itatana chukela eh uyamanzi kade you understand manje kuthulekile ukuthi tu akuna ndaba uyazenzela lo muntu ngoba akabuzwa nokubuzwa ngoba akumelanga hambe kwezenzela lo muntu into ayithandayo nje uye uNkulunkulu la uye la akuna umuntu ambuzayo
yeah
ukuthi hey ndoda kathi kwakhala nyonini next kuthulekile so and lo muntu lo lapho kumele uyanqunywa phakathi kwebandla abekwele ahlalele but kuthulile ngenxa yokuthi isikhoma siyasinda kuthulekile so le nto lapha ile nto isuka iba yinkinga phakathi kwebandla kimi number 3 into futhi mina isuka iba yinkinga kimi ukuthi umuntu anqunywe aze ayofa angarepentanga iba yinkinga kimi ukuthi unqunyiwe libona iphutha liyamkela uma ngabe uyalibona ukuthi ngempela iphutha ulenzile uza uyofa awulamkelanga iphutha abanye uma banqunywa balenzile iphutha abafuna ukulamkela bayalibona but asuka gijima ayoqala umkhukhu laphana abiza abantu la ahamba ayoqala umkhukhu laphana sewuyo umakamu international fire ministry baptism what konke lokho kukuye ngoba akafuni ukusubmit akafuni ukuzithoba ukulamkela iphutha that is a problem. Then kuba ninkinga futhi yokuthi na kunqunywa amantombazana abafana banqunywa kathi bazimithisile yini oralesisu leso umbulelo usiyenqa umnyango
hey madoda
usiyenqa umnyango somubulelo yini lesisu
hey madoda
kunqunywa intombazane la umfana yena uyaqhubeka yena uyaqhubeka yena understand kathi lo muntu lo la uzimithise ngokwakhe yini ngoba uMaria uyi-1 nje wamithiswa ngomoya ongcwele. Manje lo yena uphi yena lo mithisile? Asifani naye lo mama lo ku John chapter 8. Lo watholakala eqotsheni. Yiphi indoda le itholakale na yiphi? Ye among them, iphethe ilitshe nayo ifuna ukugapha. Makhohle ukuthi naye lo muntu lo la uphethe litshe simena yila why utholakale naye kanti lo mama utholakala i-1 yini why utholakala nomunye umfazi yini
abanye bafuna abanye bafuna ukumkapa ngoba baseyincwadini zesikolodo
eh abanye nje kwa waye babhampisile khona lapho
hey wena
hey waye babhampisile ngoba bacabanga ukuthi na uma ngaba phela uyinonkroye uvuma yonke umuntu kunesikhathi na uyinonkroye yasho athi hoyi cha angifuni uyalana uyinonkroye angibonge mfundisa
thank you so much we are taking your calls you can give us a shout talk to us directly there 012-334-1322 What is the place of excommunication and amongst your church and amongst believers, amongst churches of believers, denominations? How has it been applied? And if we look into the word, are we applying it in the same manner of the word? Or somehow, perhaps we are misappropriating it because of some form of misunderstanding. One has got to know. And how does it make one to recover, you know, excommunication? Because I'm yet to read where the people who have been excommunicated recover. I'm yet to read there. And we are trusting that the Father will grace you so much in a mighty way. Help us in understanding this. Send us your WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say. Let's hear what you say on the matter, because I believe that to a great extent we are coming short of discussing this. I'm not saying we are coming short of understanding this. I'm just saying we are coming short of discussing this. And to a great extent, we have allowed ourselves to actually move with what we found happening, even if that may not be completely correct. So we're looking into that. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter. I am keen to hear from you. Hanging out with Mfundisi Makamu. And also, I'm hanging out with my friend, Phumla Mfene, the apostle herself.
From your ear, to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit is more than just a radio station. We're a community. For over 40 years, we've been a trusted Christian voice, bringing God's word, encouragement, and hope into homes and businesses across South Africa and beyond. As a community radio station, we depend on your prayers, support, and partnership to continue broadcasting life-changing content. Together, we can build families, equip young leaders, and share Christ's message with the nation. You can support Radio Pulpit through once-off donations by way of EFT payment, Zapper and SnapScan, monthly debit orders, or even by leaving a bequest to ensure that this voice of hope continues for generations to come. Visit www.radiopulpit.co.za for banking details and QR codes. Stand with us, because Radio Pulpit needs you to survive and thrive.
Ukhuleko olungileyo unamandla. Qhubeka ukhulekele iRadio Pulpit nomsebenzi esiwenzayo kuNingizimu Afrika nomhlaba wonke.